Sredni Vashtar by Hector Hugh Munro, Saki. Conradin was a 10-year-old orphan boy. He lived with his aunt, Mrs. de Ropp, but she wasn't very kind to him. Mrs. de Ropp was very strict and didn't let Conradin have fun. She was always saying, "You can't play with that," or, "If you eat that, it will make you sick." Conradin hated his aunt. She didn't let him play with other children or bring friends to his house. Conradin wanted to have friends and play with other boys. It was boring in Mrs. de Ropp's house, and there wasn't anything to do in the garden. There were a few fruit trees, but Conradin wasn't permitted to eat the fruit from them. The best place in the garden was the garden shed. His aunt couldn't see him in there. Conradin had a very active imagination, and he invented a few imaginary friends so he didn't feel sad or lonely. A fat red chicken lived in the shed, and Conradin played with it. He liked it a lot, and he wanted to buy another animal to keep in the shed. But he never asked his aunt for one. He knew that if he did, she would say no. Mrs. de Ropp said no to everything. One day, a butcher brought some meat to the house. First, he took some live chickens to the house next door. "Have you got any other chickens?" asked Conradin. "I want to buy one." "Why do you want another chicken?" asked the butcher. "I want to play with it in the shed," said Conradin. "It can be a friend for the red chicken." "Well, I can bring you a chicken," said the butcher. "But I've got a more interesting animal for you if you want." He liked Conradin very much, and he felt sorry for him. "What is it?" asked Conradin. He was very curious. "It's a ferret," said the butcher. "I caught it last week, and it's in a cage in my garden."
"Can I keep it in the shed?" asked Conradin.
"Yes, but you mustn't let it out of the cage," said the butcher. "If it escapes, it will hide, and you'll never find it again."
"Okay," said Conradin with a big smile. "I'll buy the ferret with my pocket money. But don't tell anybody. It's a secret."
The next day, the butcher brought the ferret in a cage. Fortunately, Mrs. de Ropp was out shopping, and only the servant was in the house. Conradin hid the cage in a dark corner of the shed. He kept it locked with a key and hid the key in his room. The ferret hid all day under a bed of straw. At first, Conradin was a little frightened of the strange animal, but very soon it became his favourite possession. He gave the ferret a special name, Sredni Vashtar, and he imagined it had magic powers. One evening, Conradin stole some nutmeg from the kitchen and put it in front of the cage. "Oh, great Sredni Vashtar," he said to the ferret, "the nutmeg will make your magic more powerful." In Conradin's mind, Sredni Vashtar was his great friend and protector. "Sredni Vashtar will help me," he thought. "He will protect me from my aunt, and he will be my friend." Once, Mrs. de Ropp was ill for 3 days and didn't leave her room. Conradin was free to play in the house and eat anything he wanted. He ate 6 pieces of chocolate. Conradin loved chocolate, but his aunt didn't let him eat it. Conradin listened to music on the radio, and he felt very happy. "Sredni Vashtar is responsible for this," he thought. "He's my friend." Time passed and Conradin began to spend more and more time in the shed. Finally, Mrs. de Ropp became suspicious. "What does he do there all day?" she thought. "Does he play with that fat chicken? I want that boy in the house so I can see him. If I sell the chicken,
He won't go to the shed anymore. It's ridiculous that he plays with that dirty chicken.
So Mrs. de Ropp sold the chicken. The next morning, Mrs. de Ropp put some toast on the table. Conradin was surprised. He loved toast and strawberry jam, but Mrs. de Ropp never made it for him.
Toast is bad for you, she always said, and jam is full of sugar.
Conradin sat down to eat the toast, and then Mrs. de Ropp said,
I have sold the chicken.
She waited for Conradin to shout or cry, but he didn't say anything. He sat quietly, but he didn't touch the toast.
I thought you liked toast, Mrs. de Ropp said.
Sometimes, said Conradin. Conradin hated his aunt more than ever now. He decided to ask Sredni Vashtar for help. That evening, Conradin took more nutmeg to the shed. Usually the red chicken came to the door to meet him, but today there was no friend to meet him. With tears in his eyes, Conradin went to the ferret's cage and threw the nutmeg in front of the door.
Please help me, he said to the great Sredni Vashtar.
The ferret looked at him with dark brown eyes. Sredni Vashtar will find a solution, he thought, and he went back to the house. Several days passed. Every night in his dark bedroom and every evening in the shed, Conradin repeated the same words.
Please help me, great Sredni Vashtar.
Mrs. de Ropp was very curious. Conradin was still spending a lot of time in the shed.
That dirty chicken isn't there now, so what is he doing in there? She thought.
One cold day, she told Conradin to stay in the house.
You'll get ill if you go outside today, she said.
Then she went to the shed to investigate. Half an hour later, she returned to the house.
What are you keeping in that locked cage? She asked. I saw a lot of straw, but nothing else.
Conradin didn't answer. Mrs. de Ropp was angry, and she looked in Conradin's bedroom until she found the key to the ferret's cage. Then she returned quickly to the shed. Conradin went to the kitchen. He could see the door of the shed from the kitchen window. He saw Mrs. de Ropp enter the shed. He imagined her opening the door of the cage and looking for the ferret in the straw.
She is going to kill my friend Sredni Vashtar, he thought, terrified. Then I won't have anything to protect me, and I will be alone again.
Conradin began to shout loudly,
Please help me, Sredni Vashtar! Please help me!
He watched the door of the shed and waited for his aunt, but she didn't come out. Hours passed and a servant came into the kitchen and put some tea on the table. Conradin sat and waited. Finally, Conradin saw something small and brown come out of the shed door and run into the garden. It ran very fast. Conradin fell onto his knees and watched.
Sredni Vashtar is safe, he whispered.
The ferret ran down to the pool at the bottom of the garden, drank for a moment, then ran over a small bridge into the bushes.
Go, great Sredni Vashtar, whispered Conradin. I know you'll always protect me.
That was the last time Conradin saw Sredni Vashtar.
Supper is ready, said the servant some time later. Where is Mrs. de Ropp?
She went into the shed a few hours ago, answered Conradin.
The servant went to the shed to call Mrs. de Ropp, but she didn't see her. Calmly, Conradin took a piece of bread and started to make some toast. When it was ready, he put butter and strawberry jam on it and sat down to eat. He enjoyed every bite. The servant entered the house. "That's very strange," she said. "Mrs. de Ropp has disappeared. What do you think has happened to her?"
"I don't know," said Conradin, and he made another piece of toast.